Welcome to Hot Mom Habits, the ultimate podcast for moms who want to prioritize their health and wellness while doing all the things. I'm your host, Natalie Schwartz, certified health coach, postpartum fitness instructor, and mom of three. I'm here to help you establish healthy habits and maintain a balanced lifestyle, so let's get into it. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm so excited to have you guys here today because we are going to get into eating meat as a former vegan. I was vegan for 9 years and I have been eating meat now again for 2 years. And it is so wild to me to even say that because it feels like it hasn't been that long, but I guess it has. So a little backstory, if you're not familiar, my husband and I decided to go vegan 9 years ago and I loved it. I was thriving off of it. It felt clean. I felt energized in my body. I felt really healthy. I had 2 healthy pregnancies as a vegan. I started my first 2 babies eating solid foods as vegan. My first son was vegan for 6 years. And so totally plant-based. You know, when I started this podcast, it used to be called Raising a Healthy Family, and it was about getting your kids to eat plant-based. So I think let's just hold space for everybody to change and evolve and to grow as people. Again, this is just going to be my experience, what has worked for me, what has been the best decision for me. It's not to convince anybody to go one way or the other, but I do think it's important to note that if you are experiencing what I'm about to share, maybe you go and try an experiment. I have no idea, but here's the deal. So I noticed about year 8 into being vegan that I was really struggling with energy. Like I felt fatigued no matter what I did. I was just always tired. And so I was having caffeine. Even though I was getting good sleep, I was moving my body. Like nothing was really helping. And there was sort of like this brain fog and fatigue that was there. And I really didn't associate it with being vegan at the time, honestly. And I also noticed that even though I was working out and I was thin, there was not like true muscle definition that was happening. And I noticed that the elasticity in my skin started to go. And that, when you're in your early 30s, is triggering. It's like, hello, like what the heck? Like, why am I aging? I feel like at a rapid rate compared to everybody else around me. So fast forward, I get pregnant with our 3rd baby, which was the most beautiful surprise of my life, because if you've seen him, he's a literal angel. He's so gorgeous. But I get pregnant with our 3rd baby, and a few months in, I'm craving meat. Like when I get pregnant, I get super, super crazy morning sickness, like the most violent morning sickness. It's awful. And the only thing that sounded good was meat, which I know for a lot of people when they get pregnant, meat is like the last thing that they want. They all of a sudden get an aversion to it. Well, I was the opposite. And I felt panic. I was like, what the heck? I'm vegan. That's what people know me as. I've built this brand around that. I have a course that's called How to Feed Your Family Plant-Based. Like, what the heck am I doing? And luckily, I got over myself very quickly and realized I'm growing a person inside of me. My body is clearly begging me for something that it is not getting, that it is needing in this season of life growing this child. So I had some meat. It was wonderful. Like literally I was salivating. It was heaven. I felt so good. And so I continued to eat that way. And I've been eating that way now for 2 years. But what I noticed immediately, even with having being pregnant, you're up all night going pee, like you know the deal. But then even having a newborn where you're tired, you're nursing on demand all night, you're up and down with the baby, I did not experience the level of just depletedness and fatigue that I had when I was vegan. And so that for me was such a game changer. And even now, like Hudson is 1.5, so even 1.5 into not being pregnant anymore. Like, I feel so energized, like no brain fog. So incorporating animal protein back into my diet after not having it for almost a decade was a really powerful thing for my own just mental and physical well-being. Also, I did notice that I felt way fuller and more satisfied after a meal, where I felt like when we were eating plant-based, like I would feel full, but then I would like want a snack later. And I feel like that is not necessarily the case anymore. And I noticed that my skin was really vibrant and feels plump and like looks really good in my hair. And my nails grow like crazy. And for those of you that don't see me on Instagram, my hair is white, platinum blonde. And so I'm having to get it done constantly because my roots grow in so fast and I have the thickest hair ever. And you know, postpartum, when you like lose the baby hairs, they say, like, or that frame your face, like those tend to fall out, which happened with my first two pregnancies. The third time around, I did not lose those hairs at all. Like, my hair stayed thick, even through bleaching it, like stayed full, filled in. And so I will say that like those are some physical changes that I've noticed with incorporating meat back into my diet. And then I started my exercise membership, Elevate, and that is for moms. And so I'm exercising consistently and I've noticed way more muscle definition, like aesthetically in my body. Eating meat and exercising looks way different at 37 than it did at even 25, like way more defined. And so that is obviously a superficial bonus, but I'm here for it. So that's something that I noticed differently in my body as well. And then I have been doing a lot of research and listening to podcasts and listening to different doctors. And I have found that there is sort of this common theme with people who've been vegan for a while and sort of coming to this sort of fork in the road where it's like there maybe are some issues that are arising for them. And then when they've switched back to eating animal protein, those issues go away. So I just think that that's really interesting to point out, because I'm not trying to convince anybody to go either way, because I know the vegan community obviously feels very strongly about how they eat and vice versa. So my point is just that if you are eating primarily plant-based and you are experiencing some of the symptoms that I was, I think it's okay to evolve and I think it's okay to change. And I think it's okay that we don't stay stuck in identifying as how we eat. Like when people are like, hi, I'm Natalie, I'm a vegan, or hi, I'm Jenny, I'm paleo. Like, let's just stop identifying as how we eat and just like be humans and be accepting of people wanting to change. And for me, it was literally a matter of like my mental and physical wellness that I felt like was suffering so much because I was always depleted, so much brain fog, and had no energy. And I wanted to show up as the best mom and the best wife and the best business owner that I could. And honestly, incorporating animal protein back in has been such a game changer. Now with kids, so my first kid, he's been vegan since he was, you know, for the first 6 years of his life. And he's so funny. Like, he'll eat a hamburger if it has ketchup and tomato and lettuce in a bun, but he won't eat ground beef like in a burrito. So kids are wild. And I don't ever force it. I'm like, here it is. This is what it is. You know, or they'll be like, is a chicken a dead bird? You know, like, so having those conversations with them and giving them the option. I never force it on them. If they want to try it and they like it, great. If not, no worries. So I think that just having it available and not forcing it on kids and letting them sort of figure it out for themselves is also a powerful tool for them to decide what's best for them. And for my husband, God bless him, you know, he went vegan with me 9 years ago and we loved it and really thrived off of it, but he's never been happier. Let's be real. He's like so pumped that we're eating meat. And it's just been a good fit for our family. And I'm not saying that this is going to be for everyone, but I do think that, you know, having a baby is such a powerful time when you're pregnant to tune in with your intuition and see, okay, what is my body truly asking me for? And then honoring that even though I felt so much guilt. I felt like, here I've developed this brand on being vegan. Like, I even have people that see me now on Instagram that maybe the algorithm, I haven't come up in their feed in a while, and they'll message me and be like, wait, you're not vegan anymore because I'm eating meat. And I'm like, yes, I know, but I'm okay. I'm 100% okay with that. And if you're not going to like somebody anymore because of the way that they eat, then that, you never liked them in the first place. You know, like, people are allowed to change. So I just wanted to give that little update because I was literally thinking the other day, I'm like, holy crap, it has been 2 years of eating animal protein back in. And I've had some people message me that they're vegetarian, but sometimes when they smell meat, it smells good and they want to try it. And I'm just here to say, do what works for you, but it's okay not to be scared to break the mold or the tie that you have to a specific way of eating, because you might find out that on the other side, you feel the best you felt in a really, really long time. I had the founder and CEO of Keon, which is a supplement brand that I take. You guys see me, if you follow me on Instagram, I'm taking it all the time. I had him on, and he really gets into the science of protein and the essential components of amino acids. And so go back, listen to that episode with him. It is so good if you want, like, to get into the nitty gritty of why, but I do think there is something so powerful for your skin and your hair and your nails and just your mental well-being with eating animal protein. And trust me, I never thought in a million years I would say that, but here we are. And I'm celebrating all of us who evolve and who change. So if that is you, don't be afraid, girl. Go after it, try it, see how you like it. I love you guys. I hope this little insight was helpful, and I'll see you next time. Bye.